Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. We've been discussing the Inyan of Kiddush Moados. And we've been learning the Sugya in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Chof Amud Beis, Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. In the meantime, we discussed and analyzed the Shitos of the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashbam that Shemekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and Memela the month is Miskadesh, and the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel, as cited by the Rashba and the Shita, that you're Mekadesh the month directly, the Chodesh directly. And we saw in Aflos Baruch Hashem, we're learning the Sefer Beis Aharon of the great Goyin and Tzaddik Rav Aaron Cohen, who was Chod Mi Rosh Yeshivas Chevron back in the 50s. The previous century. And now we'd like to continue B'siyata D'Shemaya, after all the wonders that we've already seen. We'd like to now discuss the Shita of Rabbeinu Gershom or Agoila. In his Perush on the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara there says that Moadei Hashem require Kiddush, but the Shabbos Bereishis doesn't require Kiddush, as Omer Rabbeinu Gershom, מועדי השם צריכים קידוש בית דין, תכתיב, אשר תקרו או יסום מקרוי קוידש. מועדי השם require the קידוש of בית דין, as the פסוק says, אשר תקרו או יסום מקרוי קוידש. That's a פסוק in ויקרא, פרשס אמור. That's how we got here originally, Parshas Emor. So it's not Parshas Emor anymore, but I have a special chiba of learning about Inyanei Moed, especially about Inyanei Kedushas Hamoed. So this base irony is base irony Inyanei Shabbos Modo Shvi'is V'Yovel. Such a pile plastic is safer. You know, you see it on the shelf. It's just it's completely unassuming safer. This old black safer that they, you know. I don't want to say nobody opens up, but unfortunately, not as popular as it should be. It should be on everybody's shelf constantly being used because there's so many incredible chidushim in this sefer. So, in this unassuming sefer, we have such gold, such treasures. I'll call upon him. So, no, we're not an emor anymore. I'd like to go through a lot of the Sefer as much as we can. God should give us life. So, Pasuk says, Eila Moadei Hashem Asher Tikro Asa Mikrei Kodesh. Moadei Hashem Asher Tikro Asa Mikrei Kodesh is a Pasuk in Yichav Gimel Beis, Parashas Emor. So, the Moadim of Hashem, that you should call them Mikrei Kodesh, these are my Moadim. It's Pasuk Beis. And the Rabbeinu Gershom explains, Shem Abri Mesachat, so it requires Kiddush Beis Din. That's this Tikro Asa Mekrei Kodesh. Shem Abri Mesachadash, and Mesachana Mekachem Isman, and they're Ma'aber. They make months, full months, right? They make 30 days or 31 days. Mesachanim, sometimes they make a leap year, sometimes not a leap year. Umakachim es manim. So what does the Beis Din do? They're ma'abri the chadoshim, they're ma'abri the shanim, and they're makadish this manim. And they also sanctify the times. As nera midivrei Rabbeinu Gershom, shegam din kiddush ha-mo'adot na'asa al yedei kvi'ut ha-shanim. The din of kiddush mo'adot is done also by kvi'us ha-shanim. The Moados are sanctified also via the years, when the years are made into leap years. So we explained in the Rashbam that Kiddush Moados is only totally in the months. And what was the parish of the Rashbam? The parish of the Rashbam was, not that the Moados themselves need Kiddush, Ela Roshei Chadashim Shebehem Tikon HaMoados. V'hainu Desnan, V'Kiddush HaChodesh, Omrim Mekudesh. So he says it's only Tali, the Rashbam said it's only Tali and then being Makadish the Chodesh. When they're Makadish B'Chodesh, Memela, they're Makadish the Yomtiv. That was the Rashbam. But here we see in Rabbeinu Gershom, another Nigan. He says it's also dependent on the fact that they're making the years, they're making leap years. How does that sanctify the new month? Ve'atam b'zeh nireh poshut. That only through the Kiddush HaChadoshim, Nase Kiddush HaModos, only through being Makadish, the months, the Moadim are sanctified, because the Kviyus HaChodesh Kovet Azman HaMesuyim Shel HaMoed. Our Kviyus HaShonim, Eino Kovet Adayin Azman HaMiyuchad Hu, Rak Kovet HaTkufa, Shebo Nase HaMoed. So the Rashbam makes a lot of sense, because it's Tali in the months. The months sanctify, they sanctify the new month, and Memela, when this is Rosh Chodesh, then the 15th of the month is going to be a holy day, or the 10th of the month, the 1st of the month. Whatever it is, but that's going to be the holy day, when they sanctify the new month. But how does the new year? The Kviyus HaShanah doesn't tell us anything about the Moed. It's just more general. Kviyus HaChadoshim, when they establish a new month, then they can sanctify the Moed as well. But not Kviyus HaShanim. So the Rashbam is very good. Ulashitas Rabbeinu Gershom Tzarech Biur. Eich Niskadesh HaMoed Al Yidei Ibur HaShanim. How's the Moed Miskadesh by being Ma'abir the years? By making a leap year. And not only that, if you look at the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Gershom, he writes Shema Avrins HaChadoshim Ve'es HaShanim. The Gemara in Psochim talks about the Beis Din and Kuf Yud Zayin that we discussed in a previous year. First mentions Shanim and then Chadashim, because that's the Seder. What the Beis Din does is, first they make the new year, and then they make the leap year, and then the months. The year general comes before the months. And Rabbeinu Gershom changes the order. And he starts with the months and then he goes to the years against the Seder of the Gemara, which seems to make more sense. So you want to understand Rabbeinu Gershom. Az nira'a sh'Rabbeinu Gershom mefaresh perush acher b'divrei Gemara. It would seem that he's saying a different perush in the Gemara. Because be'emes kashal divrei Rabbeinu Gershom שהסמיך דין קידוש החודש ודין עיבור שנה על פסק זה לכתיב אשר תקרו עושה מקרוי קודש. בדברי התורת כהן, and we have the פסוק of מועדי השם אשר תקרו עושה מקרוי קודש. And so Rabbeinu Gershom says that the din of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shana is nismach on the pasuk of Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh from the Torah's Kohanim, who says that this pasuk was said about the Ibur Shana. Torah's Kohanim says Menayin Shema Abrim Es Hashana Hamelomer B'nei Yisrael Moadai. So the Torah's Kohanim learns Ibur Shana. But Din Kiddush HaChodesh, where do you learn the Din Kiddush HaChodesh from? You learn from a different Pasuk. That was Pasuk Beis. Kiddush HaChodesh is Pasuk Dalet. Ela Moadai Hashem Mikrai Kodesh Asher Tikru Oisem B'Moadam. And there it says, "Lamal medaber bibur shana, v'kano medaber bibur chodesh." If you want to see, you have a computer, and the computer has access to the internet. So there's the website memg.alatorah.org of Rabbi Novetsky. So there he beautifully puts in the on every pasuk in Chumash. He has many sources, including which are the Heiliger Sifri, Taras Kohanim. So the Sifri says, "Lamala medaber bibur shana, v'kana medaber b'yikidush haChodesh." So first we have Asher Tikur Asam Ekray Kodesh Pasuk Beis is talking about Ibur Shana, and then Kiddush HaChodesh, we learn from Ela Moadei Hashem, Mekray Kodesh, Asher Tikur Asam B'Moada. So, Rabbeinu Gershom is against the Sifri, the Sifra. The Sifra, the Medrash Chazal, has it on two different psukim. One pasuk beis on Ibur Shana, and dalet on Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rabbeinu Gershom puts both Ibur Shana and Kiddush HaChodesh on pasuk beis. Asher tikrosam mikrei kodesh mayhai. Ukedei liyashev dvarav nakdim tchila levaer divrei Torah kohanim. So first we have to explain the Torah's kohanim, because lachor et shver. Mehechan muchach de mikra. Rishon, the mikra rishon medaber bibur shana b'kol eile demoadei Hashem medaber b'kiddush haChodesh. Where do we taka know that pasuk beis, asher tikur asam mikra kodesh, is talking about ibur shana, and eile demoadei Hashem mikra kodesh asher tikur asam b'moadam? How do you know that's talking about ibur chodesh, kiddush haChodesh? How does the Sifra know that? As first we had Kashas and Rabbeinu Gershom, and now the Mefarshtein is the Sifra. As kedei liyashev dvarav nakdim tchila levaer uvanira bezeh slicha shema she'atayr haskoyhanim omer shelamala medaber bibur shana ikar hakavana shehu medaber b'din kiddush hamoyados shenasa idei ibur shana dahaynu din kviyas hamoyados. וכאן הוא מדבר בעצם קידוש המוידוס, שנעשה ידי קידוש החודש, שקובע את הזמן המסוים של המועד. That the Torah's Quantum says above, it's speaking about Ibur Shana, what this primarily means is that it's speaking about the din of Kiddush HaMoados, that's done through the Ibur Shana, meaning the din of the Kviyas Moados, establishing the holidays. In other words, when is going to be the time that is ro'i to make a holiday? That's what the Ibur Shana is. L'mala medaber b'Ibur Shana, it means when is going to be a time when we're able to establish holidays. And here, Pasuk Dalet, we're talking about the actual establishing of the holidays. When is going to be the specific time, the Zman HaMesuyam, of the Moed? And it would appear that we can learn this from the Shinui Lashon HaKsuvim, that in the first Pasuk it says in Pasuk Beis, Asher Tikrosam Mikrei Kodesh, and here in Pasuk Dalet it says Mikrei Kodesh Asher Tikrosam B'Moadam. So therefore the Taras Kohanim is Mefarish that Lamala, we're not talking about the Moed Atzmai, Rak b'din kviyus hazman aroy lamoid. Asher tikur osam mikroi kodesh. These are the times that you'll be able to call, that are roy to be called mikroi kodesh. These are the times when you're able to establish holidays. And that's why when we make the Ibur Shana, you know which month is which month, and you know when's going to be a potential holiday. You don't know exactly the day, but in general you know. And then you have Vayter Moadei Hashem, Mikrei Kodesh Tikrosim B'Moadam, Zmanei Moadot Asher Tikru Otam La'Asosam Mikrei Kodesh La'Idei Kriaschem V'Kviuschem Es Hazman Yeh Zman Ze Ra'ui Lios Mikrei Kodesh. Aval B'Kra De'Ela Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Medaber Kvar Char Shekvar Nasu Mikrei Kodesh Ve'Al Ze Amar Asher Tikru Oisam Ademana Asim Mikrei Kodesh Ayudei Shetikru Oisam. The first pasuk is saying that your kriya, the zmani ha-moados, again, what's the pasuk? Moadei Hashem, the times of Hashem, the holidays of Hashem, the meeting place, and moed is a meeting place. When you meet with Hashem, at those times, Asher tikru osam, that you call them, to make them a Kray Kodesh. In other words, by your calling, they could potentially become a Kray Kodesh. When you call them, when you make this Ibur Shana, then potentially you're going to have them a Kray Kodesh. That's Pasuk Beis. And Pasuk Dalet is saying, Ela Moadei Hashem, Mikray Kodesh. These are the Moadim of Hashem. Mikray Kodesh, holy convocations. Asher tikrosim b'moadam. You actually made them into Mikray Kodesh. These are the Moadei Hashem, which you actually made into Mikray Kodesh. And therefore, tikrosim. How do they become a Kray Kodesh? Through the fact that you call them a Moed. So in Pasuk Beis, we're talking about it could potentially be because you made an Ibur Shana. Moadei Hashem, these can be Moadei Hashem, potentially, Asher Tikrosem a Kray Kodesh. And in Pasuk Dalet, it's saying, according to the Sifra, Ela Moadei Hashem, these are actually Makray Kodesh. How do they become a Kray Kodesh? Asher Tikrosem Moadei, because you call them a Kray Kodesh. So that's talking about the Chodesh. When you're Makadish the Chodesh, the Memela, it makes it, you're also Makadish the Moed, as we saw from the Rashbam. That's how you're Makadish the Moed, being Makadish the Chodesh. Again, according to Ben Chanal, you're directly Makadish the Moed. So Akopanim, that's the Sifra. So the Zifra is Pasuk Beis is talking about the Shana, meaning that it could potentially become a holiday based on the months. And then you're actually Makadish the Chadashim, it's actually becoming a holiday. That's Pasuk Dalet. Ela Moadei Hashem Mikray Kodesh. How are they actually Mikray Kodesh? Because Ater Tikrosem Moadam, because you're calling them. You call them, you made them, you established them. ובזה אפשר לבאר את שיטת רבנו גרשום. והנה נראה, רבנו גרשום אינו מפרש כמו הרשב"ם. דמיוטה דאין שבס ברשת צריך הקידוש, ועל עצם חלויס קידוש השבס. אלו מפרש, דמיוטה הוא על דין קביוס המויית. And others according to the רשב"ם, what does it mean, אין שבס ברשת צריך הקידוש? It means that there's no need to be מייחל חלויס קידוש השבס. It's going to have a chalais of Kedusha Shabbos without us. As we explained in a previous shiur. That already on Sunday, like we saw in the Rashbam, you're establishing the Kedusha of Shabbos. So, Rabbeinu Gershom does not learn like that. That's not the Havamina that the Gemara is coming to negate. But rather, הוא מפרש דהמיות הוא על דין קביוס המויד, אלא דגם דין קביוס המועדין יש בה מעין קידוש. דהקביוס מקדש ומכשיר עשה זמן שירוי למויד. He explains that the מיות is we're excluding, establishing the day. And when you say this is going to be the day, this is going to be the time, that is a type of קידוש. Because saying that this is the time, that is a type of sanctification, and that prepares the time that it should be roy for holiness, it should be fitting for holiness. And so it would appear, in Lashon HaGemara and Brachas Memtes, there it says, talks about that Yerchoisem and Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'azmanim, that Yisrael Kachinu L'zmanim, the Jewish people are Mekadesh L'zmanim. In other words, being when they're Koyveya Hazman Kiddush Mikri, שהקביוס מכשיר את הזמן שהרוי שהקדוש ברוך הוא יקדש לאותו מועד. That the Jewish people are מקדש this man. And how are the Jewish people מקדש this man? Because they establish the time. They say it's going to be at a certain time. When they say it's going to be at a certain time, that prepares it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sanctify the time. And therefore, you can have Kiddush even by Shabbos, even though it's Kaviyah V'Kayma. Shabbos, you know when it's coming out. It's coming on the seventh day of the week. Nevertheless, you could be Kari this man. You could be Miyached this man. You could say that this man is Meyuchad, that it should be Roy L'Kiddusha Shabbos. And with this, we can explain what Rabbeinu Gershom says, that Shabbos ain't a tzricha kiddush. Gemara says, no, in the end it doesn't. The Havah means that it does. In the end it doesn't. Because every, we call Shkol Shiva V'Shiva Shabbos. He doesn't say that it's a Kviya V'Kayma. He says, Kol Shiva V'Shiva Shabbos. Shekavanato, Sherak B'Mo'ado Tzichim Kiddush V'Hechsher. Mishum Sheyesh Rak Zmanim Yuchadim L'Mo'ed. Aber B'Shabbat, Shebechol Shiva V'Shiva Shabbos Hu, Ein Tzarich Kiddush, Shehazman Mitzad Atzma Hu Mukhshar L'Shabbos. At the Mo'adim, you need to make the time that it should be Roy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Kedusha to this time. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Because it's coming every 7 days. The time is already set aside. You don't have to set aside the time so that it should be Roy to be Mekabel the Kedusha, because the time is already set aside. What's the lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom? Shabbos Breishis ain't a tzricha kiddush mishum b'b'chol shiva v'shiva yomim Shabbosi. Every day, anyway, every 7 days is Shabbos, so you don't need to set aside the time. So he doesn't say the miyut of ain Shabbos Breishis tzricha kiddush on the etzem chalos kiddush of Shabbos. He learns that it's about the din kviyus moed, and when you're koivea the time, that's me'en kiddush, because you're preparing it for the kiddusha, and Shabbos doesn't require that in the maskana, because it's going to be every 7 days anyway, so you don't have to prepare it for kiddush. So, fizeh yitiyashvu ma shekatuv yalfinan mikra de tikur oisim mikra yikodesh shema'abrim es ha-chodesh ves ha-shana makachem es ha-zmanim v'teres kohanim yalfinan din kiddush ha-chodesh mikra de'elam mo'adei Hashem. So we didn't understand that Rabbeinu Gershom learns it all from Pasuk Beis. Tikur oisim mikra yikodesh, he learns Yibur chodesh nishan din kiddush ha-zmanim. The Torah's Kohanim learns Kiddush HaChodesh from Pasuk Dalet. Ela Mo'adei Hashem, Shelefit Vareinu, Ein Kavanato Klal Adin Kiddush HaChodesh, Rak L'Kviyus Zman HaChodesh. V'chein Rami L'Shano Shekatav, Dekama Abre Liyarche. K'Lashon HaGemara B'Psachim, he says the Lashon of Ma'abri Mes HaChodesh. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Psachim. And not the Mekadshe Liyarchi. Mishum she'eno medabel kan midin etzem ha-kiddush ha-moyed she'tole b'kiddush, rak midin b'kviyus zman ha-moyed. Mitam ze kalal kan gam din ibur shana, she'u poil gam ken b'kiddush ha-zman, l'kboat ha-tkufa l'achshira liyot ro'i l'moyed. In other words, he's talking all about one thing, when he puts kiddush ha-chodesh and shana together, she'me'abrim es ha-chodesh v'es ha-shanim u'mekadshim ha-zmanim. In other words, he's ma'abri the chodesh and shanim to make it roi for kiddush. It has to be roi for kiddush. And not actually being makadishit, but making it roi l'kiddush. So he doesn't use a lashon of makadish, not makadish, the month, but rather ma'abir. In other words, establishing when the new month is going to be. And that makes it ro'oi for the moed, the kedushas moed to be chal. And the same thing with shanim. Shanim also makes it ro'oi for the kedusha to be chal at the time of the moed. So maybe what Rabbeinu means is that the Sifri is talking about actually being mekadesh When you're Makadish the Chodesh, then you're Makadish the Zman. And the Rabbeinu Gershom is talking about making it Rotwi. Therefore, he puts it on the same Pasuk. In the same Pasuk, he says on Pasuk Beis, that when you make the new month and you make the new year, so you're making it Rotwi for the Kedusha to be Chal. And that's the Havamina by Shabbos. They also have to make Shabbos Roy by setting aside by on Sunday by saying that Shabbos, the Kedusha should be Roy to be Chal. But to the end is you don't have to because it comes out automatically every Saturday anyway. So you don't have to be set it aside because it's already set in stone. But the Moed is not. And in Mela, you have to be Machshir this man by making the Ibur Shanim and Chadashim. So that is a partial Havana of the Rabbeinu Gershom, possibly. And if God gives us life and health and Simchas Chaim, we will proceed further in the next shir and go deeper. And there's so much more to say, Rabbi Say. Anachno lo b'chatzi aderech, lo b'reva aderech. So please stay tuned. And Bezrat Hashem, nere od nefla'ot mitorat Hashem. Ve'yam atok me'od. Shalom, shalom.